It's almost beyond belief. She's funny, she's smart, and I would never believe a girl this beautiful could have such a great personality.
Ugly duckling syndrome.
What?
She probably didn't get pretty till high school. Thus, the personality had to develop out of necessity. It's an evolutionary thing.
You know what? I bet you're right. Mm-hmm. She's way too pretty to be so nice. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting how we form these stereotypes? You know, if you're fat, you must be happy. And if you're really good looking, you must be cold and snobby. Well, hey, you have to challenge those. You have to get examples in your own life to show yourself that that's not always the case. That's sometimes the case, maybe many times the case, but not always the case. Now, I had a great picture taken of me this week. It was my license. Now, it's not the regular mugshot. I walked into an AAA, which is wonderful. The AAA is now doing licenses, and I'm soaking wet. It's pouring rain. I feel like, you know, a cat that was dragged in from the rain. And this real hefty lady, who didn't happen to be a friendly hefty lady at the desk, she was standing at the desk, and she looked absolutely, totally bored with her job. She looked disgusted to see me, you know, one more person that she had to take a license picture of. And I tried to make conversation, and she just said, sit down on the stool. So I sat down, and she's totally aloof, and I have to look at her and smile at her? Come on. I can't smile at her. So she took this picture of me, this just real mugshot of me, and I'm looking at it on her computer screen, and it's ghastly, and it reflected how I was feeling about her, her iciness. Well, luck was with me, because she didn't like the shot. And she didn't like the shot, not because I wasn't smiling, but because my bangs were covering one eye. And for legal purposes, you can't have that on your license. So she had said, I have to redo it. And I said, could you help me smile? And she was just disgusted. And she looked at the lady across the way and she said, this girl wants you to make her smile. And I just cracked up. So my photo turned out great because I cracked up. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. I'm a clinical psychologist, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. That means if you're dealing with pouty people in your life, or if you're one of those pouty people, you can pick up the phone and ask me any question that you would ask a counselor or a therapist. How do I change myself, or how do I deal with my husband or wife? My number's toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. Again, the number's toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. You can jot it down, maybe ask me your question later on in the show, or save it for another day. We've got lots on the agenda today. What if you overhear your 16-year-old son say to his buddy, yeah, Kendra would make a really good porn star? And you scratch your head. You know that Kendra is your 14-year-old neighbor. What the heck's going on? Later on, we'll be talking about teenagers and sexuality. Are they treating sex so casually that it's actually ruining their chances for deep intimacy? We'll explore that. And one young boy asked me how to get over his fears. And he's very traumatized. He said, I watched September 11th, 2001 documentary, and it made me scared of life. Then my mom helped me feel better, and now I'm scared of growing up. It's a scary world out there. If we just drowned our kids in news of scary news, if we present our kids with the view that it's a scary world out there, they're going to be scared. So we need to be able to counter that and to work with the fears that our kids have. Now, another listener writes, my husband's friend Billy is driving me nuts. Now, that's interesting. Her husband's friend is driving her nuts. But she ends by saying, I am festering over who to hate more, my husband or Billy. And I'll share her story with you coming up, and I'll help her out. Do you know anyone who claims to have paranormal abilities? You know, they can see into the future, they know what's going on, and they can read palms or tea leaves or astrology works. You know, they think astrology works, so they can bend spoons. And do you ever wonder why they're not multimillionaires? Well, it turns out there's no excuse for them not to be rich, because there is a $1 million jackpot out there for anybody who can scientifically prove the paranormal. And after many, many years, it's still never been claimed. These people are all frauds, and you want to protect yourself from them. Later in the show, Dr. Ed Buckner and I will discuss why people are intrigued by this alleged paranormal, this non-existent paranormal, and how you get suckered into it. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. You're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness. And right now, we're going to turn to our after-hours line. And this is about a grandmother who's very worried about her granddaughter who's lying.
My granddaughter, who is 7 years old, has a habit lately of lying and boasting constantly. We went to the fair, and she said that her painting had won first prize, and her sister's painting had won first prize. Now, her parents are separated. This may be a stressful time for her, but it has been going on for a year now, and I would like to know if there's any way of helping this problem at all, or whether it can be diagnosed.
Okay, I'm assuming she's only 7 years old, so I'm assuming that even though she's been doing it for a year, it's not too late to help her change. And you want to be a good role model. First of all, if you're not someone that lies, and I assume that you're not because you're calling in very concerned about her, then you want to help her see the consequences of the lies. For example, if she said she won first prize at this fair, then I would go up to the person, if you're still at the fairgrounds, go up to the person who gave out the prizes and say, could you tell me who won first prize, and let her face the consequences of her lie, the fact that she did not win. Her name is not on the board as having won first prize. She doesn't have any trophies for it. And then say to her, help me understand where this is coming from. And hopefully she'll open up to you and be able to talk about her insecurities. Typically, people who are boastful and lying to make themselves feel puffed up, look better than they actually are very insecure, especially if it's boasting. So she may be wanting the attention of her parents. If her parents are separated, she may feel like she's the cause of her parents' problems and wants to feel good about herself, so makes up lies about herself. But she's living in a fake world. So if you can get to the deeper issue, which is her motivation for lying, you know, what is the injury? What is the pain? What is the anger that she might be feeling that makes her feel justified in lying? Then it will be much easier to help her see the alternative to be able to tell the truth. And you can also help her with literature or with movies where kids are shown lying. For example, the movie Aladdin comes to mind, the Disney movie, where Prince Ali pretends he's someone that he's not, and Jasmine says he has to make a choice. Does he level with Jasmine or not, Princess Jasmine or not? And he eventually does. The genie helps him with that. She needs to see examples of the value of telling the truth in terms of her own self-image, her self-esteem, and her relationships with you and other people. And she still needs to deal with the divorce issues, that the fact that her parents are separated openly, not hidden. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and you're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness, and we have a lot on the agenda coming up.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by Drs. Kenner and Locke.
What do you do when your partner resists your efforts to resolve conflicts? And what do you do when your differences cannot be resolved? There are two types of resistance, reasonable and unreasonable. Unreasonable resistance involves manufacturing ploys to avoid thinking or evading the subject. I'm right, you're wrong, period. For example, Judy tells Lance that she does not want him to go hiking. If Lance responds to Judy's resistance by telling her, "No way am I going to any stupid beach resort like you want," the possibility of conflict resolution has been sabotaged. And if you respond with a knee-jerk reaction, becoming angry at your partner's initial resistance, you undercut chances for good conflict resolution and compromise.
Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and buy it at amazon.com.
Housing Lender.